Creole Mardi Gras run. We're having a great time here in studio live from the Lorain Public Library System Studios, celebrating the inaugural Toni Morrison Day, honoring her contributions to the literary world. Andy Bulbarch here in studio on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM. Why are we playing the Creole Mardi Gras run? Well, because waiting for us on the hotline is a gentleman who is a two-time Grammy Award winner, Terrence Simeon. And he is going to be at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Art Center, not this weekend, but the one right after. Should be a lot of fun. Certainly looking forward to that show. Terrence, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate you joining us today. How are you?
Hey, lava. Comment ça va, mes amis? Ça va bien? Tout que chargé, mon fils, tout que chargé. Boom, man, I'm doing good down here in South Louisiana. But, man, I was listening to those weather temperatures y'all got up there. It's kind of chilly, man.
Yeah. Well, hopefully you could bring some of the heat from Louisiana. We could use a little bit of that up here. So hopefully you could bring that up next weekend. Can you put in a good word for us?
We're going to put in a good word and see if we can't tie a rope around the sun and drag it on up with us behind that old van I got, sir.
All righty. All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. Now, you've got a couple of different shows that you're bringing to the table when you come to Lorain County Community College next Friday and Saturday. We'll begin with the first show that you're bringing to Elyria, the Creole for Kids and the History of Zydeco. It's Friday, February 28th. It's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and this should be a lot of fun. I know that there's going to be a lot of interesting things in play here. So what's going on with the Creole for Kids and the History of Zydeco presentation?
Well, you know, this year our Creole for Kids make 20 years old. We've been presenting this show for 20 years, and we've reached probably over a million kids around the world. And this is our way of educating the kids on Creole music and Creole cultures. It's a performance, it's an educational performance, we call it, where while we're performing and having fun with the kids, with the young adults, we like teaching them a part of American history that they can't learn about anywhere else but on our stage. And it's the first of its kind. And we presented the show several times at Stocker, and we're looking forward to coming back.
Is it a lot of fun in this scenario to deliver something like this? And here's why I ask that. Because you can teach the Creole culture when you're further down south, certainly in Louisiana, where the kids are certainly ingrained in that culture. But do you find it to be a little bit more fun when you have an opportunity to come up here and create that environment up here where a lot of times the kids who are involved in this project or will be next weekend are being exposed to something that they really haven't seen before?
Totally, totally. I'm totally excited about it. And it's so much more rewarding to be able to expose it to kids that can't come to Louisiana or never, you know what I'm saying, never heard of this culture before. We've got a lot of kids, you know, imagination now with the movie The Princess and the Frog. You know, a lot of the kids we perform for have seen that movie and have all these visions of Louisiana and little visions of what the culture is like. And we just take that to another level. We bring some of that alive in the music and in the performance. We get the kids involved. We get them on stage with us. We also, you know, bring Mardi Gras beads with us. We just have a real, in the time that we have to do the performance, we try to get as much of the culture and as much of the good time that it brings out in the performance. And yeah, I'm real excited about it, being able to bring it to kids that, you know, never heard of it before. And just about everywhere we go with the show, every time, you know, we leave, kids are like really, you know, excited and happy, and the teachers have their hands full when they go back to the classrooms.
Hey, that's all part of the Zydeco experience, I'm sure. And I know we're going to come around to the Saturday presentation, my man, because when you were here in studio with us last year, you played some songs for us. We had a great time. You gave us some beads. It was an absolute blast. And I know that the Mardi Gras concert is going to be a heck of a lot of fun. And that takes place on Saturday, February 29th. Now, I throw out Zydeco and the Zydeco experience, and I know that resonates with some of our listeners, but there are some other listeners that are thinking, what is the Zydeco experience? First, so for those who haven't experienced Zydeco, tell us about this experience and what this is all about.
Well, what we try to do is bring the Louisiana experience of the music, the food, the culture, and just the good time, you know, with us everywhere we go. And, you know, we do mostly Zydeco music, but we also do some other styles of music, other styles of Louisiana music. And we fuse, like, a little reggae into the mix, you know. We do a little New Orleans kind of, you know, second line. We'll put, like, some a few little, you know, songs that people, popular songs that people might know. So it's a little something for everybody. It's like a jambalaya, you know, a mix of all kind of stuff. And, you know, it's just a variety of things we're going to be hitting the crowd with. And it should be something for a little something for everybody.
And that takes place on Saturday, February 29th. It's the second annual Mardi Gras concert with Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience in concert. It's at 7 o'clock at the Hulk Theater at Stocker Arts Center at Lorain County Community College. $25 tickets. That also includes sampling of Creole fare and orchestra seating at the concert, $10 for mezzanine seating. Now, when you were here last year, they had sampling of the Creole fare as well. So did they give you an opportunity to sample some of the Creole fare when you were up here last year?
I did more than just sample. I tore that up. It was so good. It was so good. Whoever was doing the food was amazing. I mean, it was spot on. I mean, yeah, you will be happy with the food.
If I'm not mistaken, Chef Adam Smith and company at Sage and Seed at Lorain County Community College's Culinary Arts Institute, I think they're the ones that head that up, and that is really, really terrific stuff. Again, we are being joined on the hotline by two-time Grammy Award winner Terrence Simeon. He's performing the Zydeco Experience in concert again on February 29th at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Arts Center at the Hulk Theater, showtime 7 o'clock. Now, again, when we had you in last week, last year was so much fun. And last week we had the Lorain County Commissioners, Lori Kakoski, along with Sharon Sweeta. They were singing your praises about just how great the show was last year. What do you enjoy most about coming up to Elyria and performing at Lorain County Community College?
Well, you know, it's one of those places that have, you know, you welcome right away. You know what I'm saying? And there's not too many places like that left in the world. And I just like the whole vibe, you know? I mean, especially the staff at the theater, you know, they're amazing. The sound engineers, everybody, Janet Barlow, who's we've been knowing and been performing for many years when she was at Kane Park. And it's good vibes, and good people and a good time. The last time, you know, was the first time they had the Mardi Gras themed concert, and man, there was a lot of people that showed up, and people got a chance to eat some good food and then hear the real deal, the real music straight from the bayou, straight from the swamp. Right in their face.
Nothing like it. There's nothing like it. No question about that. Well, last year, you spoke with John Benson of the Chronicle Telegram, and you mentioned something I thought that was very fascinating about how, you know, some musicians have a set list that they go off of, and it's very, very, it's not very frequent that they really kind of deviate from that. It's just not very often they decide to go off that beaten path. They've got a set list they go off of, and they don't really deviate from that very much. But you kind of get a feel for the crowd. You go about this a much different way. You play a couple of songs, you get a feel for the crowd. That kind of determines what else you're going to play. So give us an idea as to how you kind of put that together and get a feel for the crowd before you determine what the rest of the concert's going to be like.
Well, you got a good memory, first of all, to remember that. But, you know, it's like anything else. You know, I've been doing this now for almost 40 years. This year, my band turned 39. And throughout the years, you kind of get a feel for those sort of things, you know, different atmospheres, you know, different crowds, you know. Sometimes, you know, you'll have a crowd of people at a certain age, you know, you have to kind of like, you know, do a little different thing for, you know. So it's just that, you know, just by looking at the crowd and feeling it out, you know, that for me comes from with years of experience, you know. But everything we're going to do, we do it like we always do, full on energy, high energy. We're going to give people all we got. At the end of the night, we're going to be soaking wet with sweat. And hopefully, mostly everybody else is going to have a good time and have the sweat to show for it.
So the audience is up and dancing throughout the course of this concert, correct? There really aren't many butts in the seats at the end of the night. Is that right?
Well, yeah, that's how we hope it goes.
All right, very nice. Well, hopefully we get a good experience next weekend. And I'll tell you what, I've been meaning to ask this. We never even got around to this when we had you in studio last year. But what was your first Zydeco experience? What was it that kind of hooked you and got you into the whole Zydeco genre of music?
Well, you know, this music has been around me all my life. You know, at home we used to have like church dances where I grew up Catholic, and like a fundraiser for our church would be a dance, you know. And I can remember as a kid, probably about, oh man, I must have been, I was really, really young. I was probably about 3 years old, and just, you know, just dancing to the music, you know, like, out of control. And it was something that stuck with me, you know, till now. I still look forward to every gig, and really, you know, I look forward to just hearing the music and feeling the music and having a good time like that.
And that's one of the many reasons why you are not just a Zydeco ambassador. That's why you are the Zydeco ambassador, correct?
Amen.
You referenced something I want to come back to, kind of unrelated to all of this, but yeah, you were talking about the whole Zydeco experience and the culture that comes along with it, and I know you guys will discuss a lot of that with the Creole for Kids and the history of Zydeco on Friday night when you guys are in a week from this coming Friday. You mentioned jambalaya. And I don't want you to expose any deep family recipe secrets here, but in your mind, what makes the perfect jambalaya?
A Creole. No, you know, you just like everything else. You know, everybody have their own certain little touch that they put on it, you know. And for me, I like to cook it where I cook the rice in the pot. With the, some people have cooked the rice before and then mix it into the gravy, but I like to cook the rice in the pot while I'm making the gravy. That way the gravy and all that get inside the rice, and it just tastes so much better like that, you know. So that's my secret. But you know, everybody in Louisiana that makes jambalaya have their own little secrets that make them think that they have the best jambalaya in the world, but, you know, everybody know my jambalaya can't be beat.
I'm sure of that. I have no doubt about that whatsoever. On a spice scale, we go on like, you know, 1 being the blandest and then 10 being the spiciest. Where does your jambalaya rank on that scale? You more spicy or are you more plain?
You know, for me, it's more of an even spice. You know, and if you put too much salt, too much pepper, you know, you ruin it, you know. And it's like a lot of people think Louisiana food is spicy, spicy, spicy. Yeah, you know, for some people that's not used to eating spicy food, then I can see how Louisiana food can kind of, you know, give you a little burn the first time you learn, you know what I'm saying? But for us, you know, it's when we make something, it's about finding that balance, you know. You have to find that balance where it's not too hot, but not too bland, but not too salty, you know, but it's a sweet balance. And, you know, for me, all I do, I just taste, you know. I just taste, and I know from tasting where to put everything.
I like that, finding that balance. That's a lesson learned in life, right? That's what we're trying to do in life, just try and find that balance. Very, very good stuff.
Amen, amen.
Good stuff. Well, Terrence, this is a lot of fun, man. So much fun to catch up with you as always. Again, he'll be in town on Friday, February the 28th, for the Creole for Kids and the History of Zydeco. And then the real party starts on Saturday, February 29th, the second annual Mardi Gras concert with Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience, a two-time Grammy Award winner. And we are so fortunate to have had him on the show on two separate occasions. And this time, he shared a little secret with us about his special jambalaya recipe as well. Terrence, thanks for coming on, man. This was so much fun. We look forward to seeing you next weekend.
Thank you so much. I'm looking so forward to coming back. And we're going to let the bon ton rouler, let the mule pouler. We won't be no foulé. We'll just let the bon ton rouler.
I love it. I love it. Good stuff, my friend. Thank you, as always, for the time. Much appreciated. That's Terrence Simeon, two-time Grammy Award winner, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Make sure you check out Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco Experience at Lorain County Community College's Stocker Art Center on Saturday, February 29th, 7 o'clock showtime. That's a show you don't want to miss. Well, if you were listening for the last...